Blog Talk Radio.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart that you can tie them around your fingers.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Nothing But Elijah. I'm your host, Sister Akila Ali. This is being brought to you by CRO, the Coalition for the Remembrance of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. None of this would be possible without the archives, and it's with respect that I acknowledge the co-founders, Brother Khalif Muhammad, Brother Shaheed Muslim, and of course our late and great dear brother, business manager, Brother Munir Muhammad. Again, this is Nothing But Elijah. And the opening of the show is a clip from the Messenger of Allah, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, stating that if you would let him teach you for 30 days, he would have you so smart that you can tie them around your finger. And we have been producing this content specifically for Blog Talk Radio for well over 30 days. So I ask, are you smart enough now to tie them around your finger? Have you been listening? Are you paying attention to, as the Holy Quran 98 Surah speaks about, the clear evidence? There is a reason why it's nothing but Elijah. Because only Elijah, as taught to him by Almighty God in person, Master Farouk Muhammad, nothing but what that teaching presents is going to save you and I. We've attempted to try other methods. We've had well-meaning brothers and sisters bring forward plans, but none have been successful. You're able to integrate now into, or have been able to integrate now for over 40 years into this society. However, we don't seem to be satisfied. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad to present to you again why it's nothing but Elijah that is going to save you and I.
Those who have perished on you. There has never been given any knowledge or true knowledge of yourself and those who perished. I have enslaved you up until present time to make you their equal. And to deal just from you by those who carry you and claim you. And you like it like that. You don't despise it. You don't hate it. You like that they carry you as they always have. You're making yourself very, very ignorant in the eyes of the civilized nations of the earth. We all are very ashamed of your own action today in a modern time, modern world, in a educated world. And you're acting as though you never was educated. You who are educated, you who profess education, you who carry diplomas and degrees, It is a shame to see you so far off today from your own, from the knowledge of your own self. It is very dangerous. I say to you, my beloved people, it is time to wake up and know yourself and join on the side of your own side and stop trying to join on the side of the people that is not your people. You are much on. Today, I would like to talk with Mr. Martin Luther King, but I can't personally. But I will speak with him, those who are following him in this broadcast today. Reverend Martin Luther King, may he stand still in what he's trying to do. And those who are following him may be sincere. But what good is it to be sincere in that which will not bring to you no gain? You will continue to march and march on. What are you to gain for your people as a whole in your continued march? You come march on Washington with over 200,000 people, so it was reported at one time. What have you and your people gained from that march? Your number of marches on the state of Alabama around 2 weeks ago, according to the report, was around 30,000. And you still plan more march, while you and your master, a deal and a disgrace, beat and kill even those who join and sympathize with your master. They also suffer the same treatment. And you are denied, pardon me, the honor of a leader by the head of the state of Alabama, the governor, to even speak or talk with you. He accused his aunt, so-called Negroes of the South, there in Alabama, who was marching with you to talk with you. That you know, that if you are rejected, the president are to speak with the head of the state, the governor, who has been preventing you from marching with his army of police there in the state. Why do you want to continue to march in a place where that you not even receive? Think over these things. You don't recognize your honor as a leader of these marches, and that you don't recognize the honor of the marches, regardless of what type of marches they may be. If it's against their own will that you march and seek the vote in the state of Alabama for your people and South. Now, let us get down to facts.
You're rejected. You have no honor in this house by the white people. You are criticized and despised by the southern white people. And they have the power to grant to you the privilege of voting. But they do this. Are they doing it? They are not doing this for you and your people. And what are you to gain if they allow you to vote and your people? I still ask the same question. That is done here in the North. We can vote here free. But how far are we getting in the North with the freedom to vote for white people to go in the office at Washington and rule us for the next 4 years and the next 4 years and on and on? What are we hoping for? If the South would grant you the privilege to vote, where are you going to get your people at in voting for white people to rule you? There are now 22 million of our people in America, as some claim. And the time have arrived that you and me must find a way for our people other than what we have had in the past. Vote don't get us a future here. The United States of America is owned by white people. Political government is operated and made by the white people. You don't create and make laws for this country. It is white people who make the laws for America, because they are the owners of America. We are not the owners of America. We are only slaves or servants of those who own America. Accepted or rejected, you may be too proud to accept it, but it is the truth. We have come to this point, our time, where that we must unite together and go for our own self and stop laying at the doorstep of the white man, begging him to carry us. He's telling us in all of his actions, Negroes, do something for yourself. He's kicking you out of his door like a dog and sticking his dog on you. Is warning you to do something for yourself. How can you expect respect from a people, and equal respect at that, laying down on the ground like a dog before them, begging them for even social equality, recognize you as a member of that social equality? How can you expect people to recognize a person like that in a refined society? I don't care what you really think that they should do. You are silly to think that the white American society will accept the poor black brother out of the cotton and corn fields of the South as he is today. without the knowledge of himself and without the knowledge of the white people of the South that have rule over him, without even the knowledge and practice how to prepare himself or qualify himself to demand equal membership in the refined society of the nations of the earth. How can you do a thing like that? How can you accomplish your desire in making the white man of the South or the white man of the North to recognize our people until you make them self-respected, until you qualify them in education and in kindness and respect of self? How can you accomplish anything with the people that need teaching and training how to take their place among the nation as a people that is worthy of respect and honor? Reverend Martin Luther King, I would like to talk with you in person, but you reject me. Your followers reject me because that you are, as you say, you want to be the brother of white people. And by nature you cannot be. Not to say that they take you as a member of their society. You cannot be by nature. They are not your brother by nature. They are a distinct race of people that they, God has made and made them with the nature to rule you and me for a set time, 6,000 years, and they have done that job well. But the time has come now that we must go back to our. The time has come now that we must rule ourselves. The time has come now that we must be placed on some of this earth that we can call our own. If you was asking the government of America for some of this earth that you have helped them to keep and maintain independence from any foreign aggressor, to live on in peace to yourself, to build a respectable society that they may be accepted by the nation of the earth and even the slave master as being worthy of living in your midst or side by side with you. This would make sense. I have just that on this would make sense. I have just that on the last page of our paper. Muhammad speaks. I have everything laid out before you to prepare our people that would be accepted by all the nations of the earth as being worthy and respectful among the nations to walk or to sit in the society of the nations of the earth as a member. But this you reject. You want to be the brother of white people, and you cannot. They cannot even be your brother if they wanted to be your brother. They could not. It is against the law of nature for a white man and a black man to claim brotherhood. They cannot do it. That don't mean that they probably could treat you far better than they are to you if you was only qualified for such treatment. You are acting as your father did, over 100 years ago. This same act, or stage act I should call it, to make master laugh. The day have arrived that you must come off such stage. Go on the stage, demanding people to respect you as a civilized person of the nations of the earth. Reverend, I'm sorry for those who follow you. I am ashamed of the consequence because they are my people. I'm ashamed to be in the midst of my people and seeing them acting so foolish. Even there, this civilized, so-called civilized and educated people, as yourself, joining in to try to weld brotherhood between white and black, to force the white man to do that which he held power to not do. That is to recognize you as his equal. To force the white man to admit you in his office, admit you in all of his place, public places, as a member of his society. We must not be so silly. He cannot do that. You're not prepared. You're not qualified to do no such thing. Why not? If you love your people, you want to see your people living a better life among white people, why not you join with me and help me to qualify this nation for recognition, as you have not produced this one among your followers that we could say is qualified to take a place among the society of the nation, even here. I have a whole little army qualified to be accepted in most refined societies of the nations of the earth. I have them following me. I have them even so that they can go in any nation, your own people back in Africa and Asia. They will accept them. The government and nations of Africa and Asia will accept mine. My followers can demand respect, but yours cannot. You're not getting it here because you're not teaching them the knowledge of self, nor how to gain the respect of others, only by marching to force of people. This means to force of people to respect you and to honor you and your followers. To force of people to give place in their political government to respect you as their equals and your followers. You say, I'm not doing that. I'm just trying to force them to give to me what they promised us in the Constitution of their government. This I said to you, Reverend, you are absolutely misunderstanding these people. They hold that not for you, but for themselves and their poor kind. They don't respect you as being worthy of no such freedom as they have offered to the poor man in the Constitution of their law. No, it was not for you. It was for them. They only say you now because they want to keep you with them. Since you
has now come up from slavery and has not changed. Your desire today to be a servant of theirs is more greater than desire of our fathers over 100 years ago, or even when they were freed 100 years ago. They didn't desire to stay here with their slave masters, but they could not return home. The slave master would not put them on board ships and carry them back where he brought them from. He kept them here without nothing to go upon. He had freed a slave with nothing to go away from his door with. That he knew, that the slave could not reach his native land and people unless he was carried there. The slave master refused, though he was much richer after the slave had served him well for 300 years than he was when he brought the slave here. He could have taken him back at that time. The number was not as great as it is now. Now, the slave have grown into millions and millions. Slaves have grown into millions and millions. And he cannot take this nation back to Africa. It will take many years to transport 22 million people to any foreign country across the Atlantic or the Pacific. And there you have to have welcome to get into Africa and to get into Asia. This means that you must be qualified for them to accept you. They aren't Africa. They aren't Asia. And we must qualify even as much to go and ask our own people to let us in, or demand them to give us a place among them. They don't want you as you are. Believe me or not, Africa and Asia will not accept the poor brother out of the South themselves, though they may be black as he. They must be qualified to return home. They must be qualified to go anywhere, even out of their door here in America. If they are seeking respect, they must be washed up in and out to demand respect of the people of this country and people of other countries. This qualification, Reverend King Elijah Muhammad, is given to them. And I have sent them samples in Asia and Africa, and they were received. Reverend, I would desire that you think over this broadcast today and think well how ignorant it is to try to force the white man of America to accept the Negro that he claims that he has freed 100 years ago. He could easily.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. That was the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaching on Dr. Martin Luther King. Again, I reference the 98th Surah, the clear evidence. For more information about the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, please reach out to us at CROM, Coalition for the Remembrance of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, at CROE.org. Also, visit us on all of our social media platforms and learn more about our television production at CROETV.net. Thank you for listening. May Allah continue to bless you. Assalamu alaikum.
If you have patience with me for about a month, I will have you so smart. Yes, I will have you so smart
that you can tie them around your fingers.